Today is Thursday, July 18th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Sour Candy Day. It's National Caviar Day. You know, I have found that I like caviar. So I don't know. I still have a mental block about ordering seafood, but I am getting to the point where I can eat a seafood dish and enjoy the seafood dish. But it's still not something that I crave and that I would order off of a menu. So if I see, it's not to the point where I would go, oh my God, look at that dish with caviar. I want to order it. But I've had caviar a couple of times recently, and it's basically just salty, and I've enjoyed it. So there you go. Still probably wouldn't order it, but if it's served on a chef's table or a tasting menu, I will eat it. Salmon roe, same thing. Oh, I hate salmon, but salmon roe, not really fishy. At least what I've had. It's also National Get to Know Your Customers Day. How appropriate for a product manager. It's National Tropical Fruit Day, National Sour Candy Day. I may have already said that. And it's National, I think I did already say that. Probably the first thing. National Dole Whip Day. Now, this is showing some kind of container of something called Dole Whip. But I remember that Dole Whip is something that is served at Disney, I believe. So I don't know if Dole decided, oh, we're going to, not only are we going to serve this at theme parks, but we're also going to sell this, or if they've always sold it. But everyone always talks about, oh my God, the Dole Whip is so good. And yeah, they apparently sell it in cups. I guess you can get them in the freezer section. Huh, interesting. I thought it was a theme park only thing. I didn't realize they sold them, but there you go. I mean, what are you going to do? So let me just look. I know we're trying to finish up the vacation, talking about the vacation and also the mix. I'll talk a little bit more about the vacation, but I haven't looked at the contact. We do have a couple of text messages. One from Gary in Portland. I loved your weird news stories. I went down Highway 114 through Irving laughing my head off. Did I read a weird news story? I don't remember. I must have. And then from Blaze in Wisconsin, I am thinking about bringing back weird news stories because on the Adam and Maddie show, I used to do that. And I think I even may have done it on Dubious Intent. But Daniel didn't like them. Or for whatever. So we changed, but I started doing them on the Adam and Maddie show. And then I think when I did Dubious Intent, I was like, hey, let's do news stories, but I want to do funny news stories. And now we do a news quiz on Dubious Intent on the Gay Mix. But I think maybe one day a week I may intersperse. I'm still trying to find a website where I can get consistently funny news stories. Because the one that I used to go to is no longer in existence. So if anyone's aware of like real news stories, but just funny. Reuters, I don't know if you say Reuters, but I'm going to say Reuters. They have a funny news section, but the stories that they have aren't necessarily what I would call funny. So I'm trying to find some site. And I haven't done much, I haven't Googled it really at all. So it's probably easy to find, but if you have any recommendations, let me know. Blaze in Wisconsin says, Adam, is it freezing cold in the middle of the ocean way up near Norway? You know, I don't know what the temperature was in the ocean. I will say that the temperature on land was anywhere from 50 to 70. But probably mid 50s to mid 60s was our typical on all of our stops. So it was much cooler. I mean, right now in Arkansas, we're in the 90s and Fahrenheit, right? We're Fahrenheit in the U.S., correct? I always get it wrong. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't really notice what the temperature was in the middle of the ocean, like when we were cruising. So I'm not really sure. But yeah, 55, 65 was the temperature on land in Norway. All right. Well, we will go back to talking about the vacation a little bit. And for this week, nothing has been happening. Work is so behind. I'm so behind at work. Anytime you go on vacation, you're behind. But then this is the month that we plan for the next quarter, and it's always a pain in the butt because no matter how prepared I try to be, when I get back from my trip, there's a million things to get done before the next quarter starts on August 1st. So I'm just super busy. So we were talking about day three of the cruise, I think, but it was day four of our trip. And I was talking to you guys about the number of people in the hot tub. So we relaxed in the hot tub after we got back from our Segway tour, in which, like I said, the drama was someone not in our group ran over a pedestrian on a Segway. We had dinner in the dining room. It was Italian themed. I don't know. They do this thing in the dining room on Royal Caribbean. Maybe this is common and all that, but they will have songs where the servers will dance through the aisles. And I think they do that on Disney as well. So maybe Royal's trying to kind of copy off. Maybe all of them do it. I don't know. I didn't need it, really. It didn't really add anything to my experience, but there you go. It was an Italian-themed night. I had arancini, lasagna, and a coffee pot de creme. And like I said, the food in the dining room seems the same quality and basically the same thing as the buffet. So, you know, might as well just go to the buffet, honestly. We went to a concert with the High Seas Horns, Anthem Orchestra singers, and they were all pretty good. The singers could have used auto-tune. I wonder why they don't really use auto-tune on cruise ships. I don't know how expensive it is to do that, but you would just think, right? Then we went to that late night comedy. I talked about this on Throwing Down, but I don't know. Royal has done this a couple of times where they have a comedian and they will have a family-friendly show, and then they will have a show that is, they call it adult only. And it's, 18 plus, it's raunchy, it's whatever, you know. And they had that. And the comedian was funny. But it's like they're trying to work as many fucks into their set as it's like they're forcing it to be adult. And I'm just like, why don't you just do a normal set? And if there happen to be adult themes, great. Why do you have to have one where we say, oh, this is adult, and then they have to make everything adult? I don't know. I'm not really sure why they do that. So day four of the cruise, we stopped in, so it was Olden, Norway, and it was a little rainy in our first day in Bergen, but Olden was not rainy, and the sun actually, we had some blue skies, and there is not much in the town of Olden to explore. It's mostly tourist shops and stuff like that. It's mostly a cruise port, to be honest. And so what we had booked is a glacier hike because they have glaciers. Now, it's very similar to Alaska, right? Because they're similarly situated along whatever, is it longitude or latitude? The horizontal line, the horizontal lines, whatever they are. Our tour guide was named Sammy, and he was from Italy, and he had moved about a year ago to Norway. He was cute. We were on the top row of the bus. It was one of those two-decker buses. And again, small roads. These roads are small. I don't know if I said this on Geeky Gay, but small roads in Norway. We had some experiences on this trip where it was a single-lane road with two-way traffic like the road to Hana in Hawaii. Oh, my God. And we're in a big bus. And it was side of a mountain, hairpin turns and single-lane roads with two-way traffic. It was horrible. The driving was scary. There was a small kid on our bus screaming the whole time. We hiked up to a glacier. It was beautiful. I took lots of pictures of flowers and water. Has anyone else noticed that when you travel, you're mostly taking picture of water in some form. Waterfalls, lakes, streams, rivers, glaciers. You know, all water, all different forms of water. Geysers. Anyway, when we got back, this is just a silly thing, but when we got back, we were like, okay, we're early. We're going to get a good spot on the bus going back because we want to make sure we're on a different side so we get a different view on the way back. And I wanted to make sure Mark was by the window because I was by the window on the way there. And there's this huge group. And I'm like, what if this is our group? Because I don't remember what our group looked like. But I also didn't remember what bus we were on. And so we both agreed, oh, well, you know, we need to wait on our tour guide. So this big group makes a beeline for this bus. But I didn't know if it was our bus or not. I didn't want to get on somebody else's bus. So we didn't get on. We waited for our tour guide to get back. When our tour guide got back, he took us to that bus. Everybody was already on the bus. It's crazy. After that, we did the sky lift for Loewen. And it was, you know, it's typical at these cruise ports. If they have a mountain, you'll get on a tram. And it will take you up to the top of the mountain. But the view was stunning of the fjords. I took a bunch of pictures of it. It was a stunning view. And one of the cruise passengers, I think, one of the tourists, was talking to this girl in the coffee shop that was from Norway that worked in the cafe there at the top. And I think the lady's grandson had he was infatuated with this girl that was working behind the counter. And so the grandmother was trying to get the Instagram account of the girl behind the counter so she could give it to her grandson. It's just funny. We had dinner at Jamie's Italian and everything was good. The server was Filipino. And I'll stop it there for today. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Will we finish the review of the vacation? I don't know.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.